Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Cindy Haynes, Associate Professor and Extension Horticulture Specialist at Iowa State University, about gardening. This is part one of a two-part interview. We're seeing a lot more people stay home with COVID-19 pandemic happening, and maybe we have some people considering planting gardens for the first time. Would you have any tips on how people should start for the first time with a garden at home?
Right. So a lot of people are interested in gardening. It's a new trend right now, which we love. But starting your first garden means doing a little bit of pre-planning ahead of time, because gardening is a little bit of work, and you want to start smaller instead of bigger. So think about those vegetables that you like to eat. You'll certainly care for something more often if it's something you really enjoy. So like tomatoes if you want to make salsa, or sauces this summer, or onions if you like, you know, putting onions in a lot of things. So think of those things that you like, and then plan it out just a little bit on a piece of paper so you can figure out how much space you're going to need. And pick four or five different vegetables, plan out that garden. And then if you have the space outside, prepping that soil is one of the first things that you can do before you purchase the seed or the plant or whatever you need.
And with first-time gardeners, are there some problems that you see more often? Are people trying to put too many things in one spot?
Right. So we start off with something. So a tomato plant that you buy at the garden center looks really small, but we have to remember that it's going to get much larger. So an indeterminate tomato can get over 6 feet tall and be more than 4 feet wide. So it's important to think about proper spacing, proper planting time, and proper planting method, as well as how you're going to care and maintain that as you go through the growing season. So that's why I say start small. So start with the three or four or five things that you really want to grow, and then do a little research on them. ISU Extension has a ton of publications on vegetables and vegetable gardening. And then that kind of gives you some information on planting times and harvest times and spacing. And then kind of so that you can be more successful in this venture.
And for people who don't have a lot of space outside, maybe they only have a patio or a deck, are they able to do something in a pot?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of vegetables grow really well, even in containers. So if you're thinking of container vegetable gardening, we also have a publication on that. And it generally means, once again, selecting the right plants for containers. So we usually select patio tomatoes. They're just a little bit smaller. They don't get quite as large. We'll select bush types of vine crops like squash or melons. Sometimes we'll select smaller vine crops like cucumber so that we can put it on a trellis. And then you think about peppers and basil and herbs and onions and lettuce. All of those work really well in containers. As long as the container is big enough, you start out with a clean container, and then it's got some sort of drainage holes as well. So that the plants kind of grow well. Most vegetables insist on full sun. So whether you're growing them in containers or outside, you really need to have a pretty sunny site for them to be the most productive.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Cindy Haynes, Associate Professor and Extension Horticulture Specialist at Iowa State University, talking about gardening. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.